بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. قلت: يا رسول الله، هذا القاتل ما بال المقتول؟ قال: إنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه. We were still busy with this hadith that if two Muslims fight one another, then both of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, will be in the fire of Jahannam. So the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that the one who killed the murderer, that we can understand, he committed murder, so he has to go to Jahannam. But the one who was killed, why will he go to Jahannam? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that both of them, their intention was to kill one another. So according to the intention, the judgment will be made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This shows how important our intention is in everything we do. As explained, we might do a very great work of deed, jihad also. We might build a masjid, we might build a madrasa, everything. But if our intention was not correct, then there is nothing by Allah ta'ala. And we might do a small act which nobody noticed, and intention was correct, that will have great weight by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In fact, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, every person must have some such actions in his life. Very small they may be, not even mustahab, nafil, very small. But nobody must know of it besides Allah ta'ala. And those actions will help him very greatly on the day of Qiyamah. Though they won't be faraz actions also, just nafil, mustahab, small action, but the weight of sincerity is very great by Allah ta'ala. And those amal will help him very great. So some such actions each one of us must try and store for ourselves, which nobody knows about besides Allah ta'ala, and that will help a person tremendously. The magnitude of an intention can be gauged from the fact that the killer is punished for his act of killing, while the one who is killed will also be punished because his intention was also to kill. So we can see what the great weight of intention is. Though outwardly we will say that person he's the Muslim, he was the oppressed, he got killed, but because of his intention, by Allah, his matter will be different. And we don't know the intentions of anyone, so we will make judgment according to the outward conditions. Like if somebody else has done anything wrong, as the example we gave, a person who speeds, drives recklessly, etc., we will take it that he is a shaheed, became shaheed. His matter is with Allah ta'ala. With regard to ourselves, we should fear very greatly that what our intentions are. We must not be hasty to make judgments on other people. And there with other people, just the outward condition will suffice, and we will go by that. But his reality will be with Allah. And we know ourselves what we are. So we can make judgment on ourselves. We can't make judgment on other people. The hadith warns against Muslims fighting each other. This is again another tragedy, which is such a great reality in our lives, where we find in how many places, whether it is Syria, whether it is other places, how Muslims are fighting Muslims in the name of ISIS, etc. They're claiming to be a Muslim body, but how many Muslims they have killed. As this weakens their collective strength and draws the anger of Allah Ta'ala. When we fight amongst ourselves, and today it is so common, whether it is in the home, husband and wife fighting, like cats and dogs in front of the children. The children are fighting all the time. Family feuds we are having, these things destroy us completely. This applies when Muslims fight each other for invalid Islamic religions, such as tribal fanatism, etc. So that we should be very careful of, that we don't fight one another on un-Islamic principles. If it is done sincerely for the sake of deen, and if I have to fight one another, then if it is for the pleasure of Allah, that is in order. But to fight one another just for un-Islamic things, that is not tolerated at all. Hadrat Nufay ibn Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anhum, the narrator of this hadith, practiced on this hadith and did not fight during the time of trials and tribulations, when in the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and just later there were also disputes amongst them. But he practiced on this hadith and did not fight the other Muslims. Though unfortunately there also the wars took place between Muslims. He said, if someone comes to kill me, I shall not prevent him. However, the majority of Sahaba and Tabi'een are of the view that it is compulsory for Muslims to uphold the truth and fight against Muslims who defect and rebel. When Muslims themselves, they go against the teachings of Islam, at that time it is not permissible to keep quiet also. And it is necessary to explain that this person is doing this wrong, that person is doing that wrong, which is related to the matters of deen. If somebody is teaching any wrong matter of deen, then it is important that this be made known to people, that this person is doing this wrong, and that person is not regarded as a troublemaker who is teaching their people the right thing. But unfortunately our values have completely changed, that those who teach peace with all, even peace with shaitan, that we regard as a very good person. And the person who teaches the truth of Allah Ta'ala, the truth of deen, then that person is regarded as a troublemaker, as a person who is making fitna, is a fitna whore, etc. But he is teaching the truth, and the day of Qiyamah will be the day when everything will be cleared up. But it is important that we do not fall prey to these things. The hadith also teaches us that a person will be held accountable for his firm intention to perpetrate an evil action. Even if in our minds we just think of committing a guna, actually we have thought of it seriously, then that already that guna is written. Just the thought of a guna comes to a person, that is not a guna. He won't be taken to task. But I think today that Zuhar I won't make today, or today I will, na'uzubillah, drink alcohol, I will commit some, and you make the firm intention that I'll do this, then that guna is written for him already. And also, if he changes his intention of committing a guna, he gets the sawab of that, of changing that intention of his. If the thought of a sin crosses a person's mind and he rejects it, then it will be forgiven, as stated by other ahadith. Just the thought of a sin is not a sin. And lot of thoughts we get, wasawis come, those are not sins which come of their own. Yes, to harbor them, to entertain them, now to think of that sin and take some enjoyment, fantasizing, etc., now that becomes a sin. To bring a sin and make it firm that I'm going to commit this sin, then that becomes a sin. Even though the sin has not been committed, but we make a firm intention of committing a sin, that will be written as a sin. However, if he affirms his intention to proceed with the sin and utilizes the means to accomplish it, then it will be recorded as an evil, even if some factor prevents its culmination. Like a person decides to do something wrong, a guna. Now he wants to go and gamble. He goes to the gambling den. On his way, he meets up with an accident. He meets up with a puncture. He could not go, but still that sin will be written. He did not change his intention. He was prevented by another force, by another source. So that sin will still be written. If he changes his intention on the way, no, this is terrible, I don't need this in my life, I make tawbah from it, then not a sin, but now a sawab will be written, because now his intention is of doing good. When he commits the action itself, a second misdeed will be recorded against him. If he made the intention of committing a sin, that is one sin. He made a firm intention. When he commits the sin, another sin will be written for him for having done it now. If after resolving to proceed with the sin, he abandons it out of the fear of Allah, a good deed will be recorded in his favor. If he changes his mind for Allah's pleasure, he realizes it's wrong. I'm a Muslim, I've got Iman, I can't break my roza today, and so I'm not committing that sin. I'm going to keep my roza, the faraz roza, whatever, and then sawab will be written for him. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making correct intentions and good intentions and with sincerity, that we have some such good deed to our credit which nobody, the wife, the children, nobody know. Some good deed for which that will help hold great weight for us on the day of Qiyamah.